Of all the people of any age trained for the ministry of the word, none have been so privileged in their preparation for the highest call on earth as the 12 apostles who graduated from the school of Christ. Jesus was their teacher. Jesus was more than a carpenter, more than a construction worker from Nazareth. Listen as Mark records a story in his life. In Mark, the first chapter, Mark says that while he was in Capernaum on the Sabbath day, he entered into the synagogue and taught, and they were astonished at his doctrine. For he taught them as one that had authority, and not as the scribes. And then Mark tells us that there was a man in the synagogue that had an unclean spirit. And this spirit cried out to Jesus and said, "What have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? I know who you are." This evil spirit knew that Jesus of Nazareth was more than the supposed son of Joseph, more than just a construction worker turned Bible teacher. "I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Those who were listening to him may not have known exactly who he was, but the devils of hell know who Jesus is. The devils told the seven sons of Sceva, "We know who Jesus Christ is. We know who Paul is, but who are you?" So this was the teacher that taught them, one whom spoke as never a man spake, one whose teachings astonished and amazed those that heard him. The important part of their education consisted in the simple fact that they had spent 3 years with Jesus, the teacher sent from God. His instructions to his disciples was unsystematic, which differ from the order of teaching given in theological schools. But as we are to see in the course of the time during which he and they were together, teaching in various subjects of great importance were given by the divine teacher to his apostles. In school and in college days, the formative minds of students are greatly influenced one way or the other by the caliber of their instructors. They are teachers who, because of their unique personality and their great knowledge, an unusual form of instructing, have shaped lives for all time. It was thus with a small group of young men from Galilee who gathered around him, who had said to them, "Learn of me." And in his academy of love, he prepared his chosen ones for their life mission by the way he lived, by the work he did, and by the words he spoke. If they were to go out and teach all nations, then how necessary it was for them to have an instructor beyond measure. The record of the labor of the 12 proves how effective the education of their hearts and minds had been. These 12 men had been taken from different ranks and had followed different occupations. No two of the 12 were alike. Each differed from the other in taste, mentality, personality, and outlook. Drew each one of the 12 into fellowship with himself. And when after some 3 years, he left them. But while they were with him, each received the individual teaching and training fitting him for his work. The divine teacher, knowing the abilities and personalities of each scholar, adopted his teaching accordingly. Each had his own weakness and infirmities. The Gospels reveal how Jesus varied his method of approach to aid the individuals. To outsiders, it may appear impossible for Jesus to teach this kind of people about the spiritual nature of his kingdom. But all how wonderful they develop sitting at his feet.
All hail King Jesus.
If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.